My name is Lee Matthews. My partner Tony Wood is here to support me today. I'm not the public speaker of the two, so luckily it's not a crowded room. I've been encouraged by this, this hearing and this commission, and I'm very encouraged by what you said, to the point that you pretty much, in the opening speech and also what Janet said and probably what the people after us are going to say, is all very similar. I want to try and personalise our situation and personalise the effects of discrimination on myself and my family. As I said, my name's Lee Matthews. I'm 37 now. I was 36 when I wrote my submission. And I have been with my partner Tony for 17 years. We have two children who we care for full-time. Our son Alexander, who's almost four, and our daughter Lucinda, who has just turned one. When it comes to discrimination, there are so many more ways that we are treated as second-class citizens, not just through financially. In a similar way to Janet, Tony and I are quite comfortable financially and haven't had to rely on state or federal funding for to help us create our family and maintain and care for our family. I expect that many of the people who are coming along today are probably quite strong and confident people, and I worry that the Commission might not actually hear from the majority of people who accept that they're second-class citizens and really don't do anything about it. I think, to keep repeating Janet, I'll keep repeating quotes from Janet, it's those people who do rely on government care and support who don't stand up for themselves and don't make their concerns heard. And in fact, just take and accept the status of a second class citizen as a given as soon as they start to become aware of their sexuality and embrace or not embrace the fact that they're same-sex attracted and go along their way. In regards to discrimination, that has financial discrimination, then superannuation splitting, of which I know a little bit more than Janet, so that's good, is something that impacts on our lives, certainly income splitting as well. For the first 2 years, I was a full-time stay-at-home dad without any income. We didn't have the opportunity awarded to straight couples to be able to split Tony's income over that time, help share the burden of taxation and take advantage of the range of funding areas that are available, with only one of us being the genetic parent of our children. We can't necessarily access some childcare benefits and the like. And because we are financially comfortable, it's not a great concern to us. We understand that that sort of financial assistance is available to people who aren't as fortunate as enough, so we just accept that discrimination and move on. I opened by wanting to say that I wanted to try and personalise it, and again, I am very encouraged by what you said this morning and the fact that you guys already have your head around all areas of financial discrimination. I wanted to talk about how many gay and lesbian people perceive themselves in the broader community and how being a second-class citizen impacts on their level of confidence and their ability to participate and their perception of how they're received and embraced by the broader community. In my submission, I talked about levels of discrimination or, in fact, bullying as a teenager through high school, or coming to terms with my sexuality and seeing how I might fit in the broader workplace. And for me, I probably steered towards certain careers or certain industries that might be more supportive of same-sex attracted people, and I expect that did didn't enable me to focus on the broadest array of careers or industries or opportunities, and so I'll put that forward. I don't know if Tony wants to say anything in particular.
Just a couple of comments that may not be known to the inquiry. Our circumstances are unique. Well, they're certainly not common. There are very few male same-sex partners with children who care for their children on a full-time basis. Our situation attracted some publicity a few years ago when there was a television documentary shown on SBS, and we were at that time probably one of the very, very few gay male couples who were able to have children via the surrogacy arrangements. There are now, to our knowledge, another 17 male couples largely who are going through the same process, and that means the type of issues that were previously not public are now going to be much more common and commonly perceived in the community, and accordingly many of those areas of discrimination that we have encountered will need to be addressed. And some of the areas that we didn't talk about that may be of some interest to the inquiry include applications for the baby bonus, which is administered through the Medicare offices. Putting aside the difficulties associated with our circumstances, frankly, what I would call the institutionalised discrimination, the stares, your case really is different, isn't you? Kind of situation that we were confronted with by the personnel at Medicare. And look, I must say that they probably mean very well. And by and large, my experience of people in Medicare offices has been positive. But I must say that in that circumstance, when forms don't contemplate that there is two dads, or two mums for that matter, it does simply entrench the position, and indeed can result, as I experienced when we made our application, some degree of scorn or scepticism, which I thought was unwarranted. And if this inquiry can achieve anything, in my view, it is to be able to assist in the removal of those institutionalised discriminatory aspects, which can accordingly make changes in the perception and the manner in which staff are trained and conduct themselves towards their clients. And without going into detail, similar circumstances were confronted by us in our application for Australian passports for our children, because they were born in the United States. They came to Australia with us when they were a week old, and we accordingly wanted our children to have Australian passports. They do have Australian passports, but again, the forms and indeed the difficulties associated with getting special exemptions through the appropriate delegate in Canberra of the passports office creates not just complications which one is prepared to accept, but the uncertainty because of the failure of the system to recognise our relationship. And that's something which makes, as Lee was saying, makes people question the validity of their relationships. And it also, as I said earlier, perpetuates the views among certain staff that your relationship is not a genuine relationship, because the form here says mother and father, and you're not mother and father. So there are other examples, but I want to make one other thing clear, that in the general community, when we walk down the street, when we deal with our friends, when we deal with shopkeepers, we have not addressed any discrimination. Now, we're lucky in the area in which we live, and our circumstances may be so unique in some senses that it attracts people being positively supportive. But the area that we do confront regularly is in our dealings with government and government agencies. And in my view, I think in our view, government should be leading and not following.
Okay, thank you, Tony, and thank you, Lee. Appreciate those comments. I understand what you're saying, Lee, about less confident or more disempowered people participating in the inquiry. The Commission has done all that it can to facilitate comment by as many people as it can and in as many ways as it can. However, I think you are right, but hopefully we can make recommendations that will mean that some of the issues that cause that disempowerment will be addressed, some of the discrimination that causes that disempowerment will be addressed. And and Tony, your comment I think prompts or reminds me of a number of other people who've talked to us about the fact that sure, legislation needs to be changed, but there needs to be attitude change in the community as well, and maybe that will follow from those sorts of changes. Thank you very much for sharing with us your stories and very personal.